Everybody, this is Jake Stanziano, host of the Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast, here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, the coach, chef, father, six, and best-selling author, in studio today with the G-Daddy, Gino Barbaro. Gino, how's it going?
Mr. Stanziano, why are we in the studio? You know why? Because we were at our Buy Right boot camp this weekend down in Jacksonville, Florida, with the Jake and Gino members. There were about 60 students there, along with the entire Jake and Gino team. And this podcast today is going to be all about Buy Right. We're going to share with you what we have been teaching our students at these Buy Right boot camps, how they've evolved, how they're amazing, the networking, but also what is Buy Right? We talk about this three-step framework: Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right. This weekend was really all about the Buy Right portion, and we sprinkled in a little bit of Finance Right with Will Coleman from RANCAP. That's really important. But man, what an awesome weekend. My whole family was there. We had merchandise with Jake and Gino. We were talking about creative cash. Go to creativeapartmentdeals.com. Creative Cash, number one bestseller on Amazon, just came out. It was an amazing weekend, Jake.
This is our first event, and we loved it. It was great getting to connect with people. It was great getting to learn.
I'm grateful for the community that's been created here, the culture of this community.
Part where Julia and Gino were talking about the family and all that they did for their family and how couples come together in this. I thought that was great.
Gino, coming from two guys that have essentially been retired from multifamily investing, financial freedom. I'm not saying the fact that we could retire, but ultimately we love to work, and multifamily has provided us a great life. It all starts up front with the Buy Right. And in our opinion, it's really important to Buy Right and then also manage and grow your business. So the three-step framework: Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right. I believe the two most important actions for you, the multifamily investor, is to get out there and get deals under contract, but good deals that you're going to buy right with your parameters. And then once you have those deals, we like to think of them as children. You have to raise those children. You have to nurture those deals and make sure they do what you want them to do. I think that's ultimately important. And that's some of the stuff that we discussed this weekend. Mm-hmm. But also, what are your parameters? Like, that is one of the most important things to uncover when you're looking at these deals, because as multifamily entrepreneurs, one of the things that can kill us is lack of clarity. If you don't know what you're looking for, you're basically trying to hit a phantom target. It's virtually impossible. So you need to be able to speed up your game. You need to know what your parameters are. We're talking, what market are you in? What types of deals are you looking for? Are you looking to a heavy value add, maybe using loan to cost or bridge financing? Or are you looking something more down the fairway with phenomenal? We talked about it this weekend with our RANCAP team. You have 3% interest rates right now with Fannie and Freddie. That's a game changer. That makes some of these deals that people are saying are very difficult or very tight work. So I think there's a lot of things to consider there.
So when we're talking about Buy Right, Jake and I have had an evolution. You know, for the first couple of years, everyone would say, oh, all Jake and Gino do is refi and roll. I mean, we've been fortunate. We've been able to refinance over $11 million of our portfolio. But that toolbox, as I like to say, in the Buy Right has grown tremendously. What are we talking about? When you're setting up your parameters, think about what your current situation is. Are you in a W-2 job and you can only dedicate a few hours a week? Are you young and you're going all in on this? Are you in the business already? Think of where you're starting and what your resources are. Are you already an entrepreneur and understand that this is a business? This is a business. At Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what we're doing. Every single deal is a little cash machine. That's the way we think of it. That's why we love multifamily. So step back, everybody. Take a deep breath and think of what you want to accomplish with multifamily. And it's going to be an evolution. It's going to be a change. With Buy Right, you can use creative financing. You can do syndications. You can partner with people. There are so many different strategies. You can fix and flip. The amazing thing we talked about this weekend, we talked about the conveyor belt. Now, what's the conveyor belt? Bill Hamm came out with this. Think of a conveyor belt, and the conveyor belt is 5 years long. Your job is to get those assets on that conveyor belt as quickly as possible and start churning it. You get a deal on year one. It may take 12 to 18 months for that deal to start cash flowing and start getting equity. Once that deal has reached 18 months, you get another deal on the conveyor belt. Think of that as a picture. What are you trying to do? And that's what Jake and I did in the very beginning. We started buying assets without even thinking about it, putting it on that conveyor belt. And then after 18 months, we started refining and rolling that money into the next deal. fixing and flipping. That may be a strategy for you when you first get in. You don't have capital. Well, guess what? Buy some small deals, fourplexes, eightplexes. We flipped four small deals, Jake and I. Never thought we were going to do that. But guess what? We took that capital and we're repurposing it into bigger deals. So really get clear on what you are trying to accomplish with your business. There's no right or wrong answer. And that's what this weekend was all about for the students. All these strategies and all these tips and these techniques that when they come into the program, they think multifamily, there's only one way to do it. I'm only going to buy myself and start out with a duplex or a fourplex. You don't have to do that. What you need to do is you need to be armed with the knowledge and to fill up that toolbox with as many tools, because the more tools you have in there, the more likelihood you're going to find a deal in this market.
So it's our belief that multifamily education times action will equal your results. And that is essential to getting you in the game, getting that first deal done. And it's very rare that we see people do one deal in multifamily. Mm-hmm. It's that first deal that starts the multifamily economic engine and propels you to more deals in the future and ultimate financial freedom. But once that is done and you're getting into these deals, you have to treat it as a business. We talked about it like raising children. You have to nurture it. You have to be a steward of that multifamily operation. And one of the business leaders that I really appreciate his work is Ray Dalio. He wrote a book called Principles. And in the book Principles, Ray says 1 + 1 = 3. Okay. So what does he mean by that? Networking, partnering. It allows you to go so much faster. At Jake and Gina, we like to call it the I'm a mentality. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do everything. Well, this week at the boot camp, it was amazing to see so much networking going on, and so many partnerships have come from these events. And ultimately, in the beginning, I was the guy out there finding deals. But the GDAD here, for the folks on YouTube, had the multifamily education and mentored the entire process. So he was at the restaurant. He couldn't be actively searching deals like I was. I was bringing the deals in, and he was helping to nurture and raise those deals to become profitable cash machines that he alluded to earlier. That's where these boot camps come in, because you're able to find your GDAD, you're able to find your Jake, and then create those business relationships, find the deals, and get that conveyor belt going that Gino alluded to.
So Jake's talking about the marriage that we had as a partners. And I know a lot of Spanish people out there can make this reference in Spanish. They call it a casamiento. It's like rice and beans. It's a perfect match, right? Jake had something that I needed. We talked a lot about partnerships this weekend. What value are you bringing out there? Everyone listening to the podcast right now, think about the value you bring. And I will guarantee you there's a lot of value, because you wouldn't be listening to this if it wasn't the case, because you're all entrepreneurs out there. What value did I bring in the very beginning? Listen, don't underestimate the hard work. I was working 6 days a week. So the extra 3 or 4 hours a day that I was working with Jake, that's an asset, because when we're starting to underwrite deals and we're starting to look at properties and do property tours and call brokers, that's all hard work. You cannot let up. When a broker sends you a deal, respect his time. Underwrite that deal and get back to him within the next day. Most people don't do that, and that's why they don't get the deals. What other value do you bring? You have a strong balance sheet. Are you able to implement systems in a business where you can translate into multifamily? Do you live in the market? Are you able to do boots on the ground in the market? That's really important. Are you able to raise capital? Another important step in multifamily. Think about what value you bring to the partnership. And if you bring no value, listen, at the end of the day, don't go into a partnership you don't have any value. Go back, get the education, and learn. If you have education and knowledge, that's a really big asset in this game, because a lot of people who get into multifamily get into it just to landlord, right? They just want to, hey, I just want to own a property and I want to manage it. But guess what? There's a property manager and there's an asset manager. If you learn how to manage these assets really well, you'll hold that property management company accountable and you will run a really nice asset. Now, there's another thing that we talked about in the boot camp this weekend, which is truly, I think, revolutionary. Now, this knowledge and this information is all out there. We were able to trademark it. It's called the three pillars of real estate. Now, we love the three pillars of real estate. Our coach, Bill Hamm, came up with the concept and we trademarked it. It's called the pillar, three pillars of real estate, because there are three pillars that we focus on. We have the framework. Think of the framework as buy right, manage right, and finance right. There's the wheelbarrow. But within that, the three pillars, I want everyone to write this down. The first one is market cycle. The second one is the debt component. And the third one is the exit strategy. Now, when you're looking at a deal, you look at it through the lens of the three pillars of real estate. We spoke about market cycles this weekend. Very important to know where you are in the market cycle so you know what kind of strategy you're going to implement. Is it going to be a little bit harder in this part of the cycle to refi and roll? I think it is. We have assets that we bought a couple of years ago. We're actually going to be refiing three deals this year, but we've bought them already. So your strategy may be now to buy these assets with long-term fixed rate financing and ride out the next correction. You have to look at that market cycle. It's very important. The debt. Now we know going forward, debt is tightening up. So creative cash. You may be able to use some creative financing techniques. Bill writes about it in that book. Master lease options, seller financing, two amazing strategies. We've used seller financing to close two really big deals. They've worked a few years ago in that last cycle. It's coming back in this cycle. And I think the third component, that exit strategy, when Jake and Gino bought their first few deals, we had no exit strategy. That was the biggest mistake that I made.
I still want to just hold him.
That was the biggest mistake before I met this guy. My first couple of deals, I said, you know what? I'm going to buy and hold forever. That may not always be the case. Know what your exit strategy is. Are you going to refi the deal and hold it long-term? Are you going to syndicate the deal and sell 3 to 5 years? Or are you going to syndicate the deal and tell your investors, I want to hold this thing really long-term and just pay you guys out for the next 10 years? That may be it. But get clear on your exit strategy. Get clear on the entire three pillars of real estate. Utilize them in conjunction with that buy right, manage right, finance right. And you'll look at every deal through that lens. Because when somebody says, is this a good deal? I always go back to them and say, have you looked at it through the three pillars? And have you looked at it through the framework? And sometimes they look at me and go, what is that? Well, go back, read Wheel of Our Profits. You'll talk about the framework there and become part of the Jake and Gino community. And you'll be learning all about the three pillars of real estate.
So Gino touched on market cycles, and it was really cool because we have at these events, we have the cocktail hour.
Yes.
And it's such a nice opportunity for people to mingle and find out what other people are doing. But ultimately, you have folks that live in a certain market, mm-hmm. but maybe invest in a different market. And we have this really great Rolodex of Jake and Gino community members. And it really comes out at these events because folks may be in New York, but they may want to invest in Houston or Charlotte. And then folks are able to go around and speak to each other and find out, well, what you're in Houston, what are you doing? Oh, you're building these, you know, build to rent type assets. Tell me about that. Oh, you're in Charlotte. You're just buying, you know, your basic Fannie Mae loans, you know, straight down the fairway because you're still seeing, you know, 8% cash on cash. And all this stuff, I'm not making this up on the fly. These are conversations that we had this weekend. And that's where the beauty of the networking comes in, because some people are like, I just want to be a GP. I'm all GP. That's all I do. Some people are like, wow, this deal looks great. I'm a GP and an LP. So mm-hmm. there's just so many ways to get involved. And there's so many synergies when you get like-minded people in a room like that and allow them to just go. I mean, obviously the bulk of the day is education and there's networking mixed in, but the evening is really where a lot of this stuff comes out.
And I like that you said that because like when we first started, we didn't even consider syndication. And that's a lot of the members, when they first get on, right? There's a quote from Mark Twain that I always like to reference. And he knows what I'm talking about. It ain't what you don't know that will get you in trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. So some people come on and they think, there's no way I'm going to syndicate. That doesn't work for me. They live in a tougher market. But then they start learning the principles and they start learning the strategies. And all of a sudden, they have the community where they can have the reach and they can start raising the capital and finding the deals and putting those together, and they're off to the races. And that's an amazing thing. And by the way, that cocktail hour, nice little Swedish meatballs going on, had a little Coors Light for my boy over here.
I ate all the raspberries if anyone's wondering where they went. So
I'm more of an IPA guy, but you know, or a Guinness. They didn't have Guinness, but you know what?
Coors Light is making a comeback, my friend, and I'm leading the charge, right?
But it was a lot of fun. My whole family was there. It was great. You know, one of the things that really stuck out with me on this past weekend, my wife and I did a conversation. We did a discussion on fixed mindset and growth mindset. And most of you real estate investors out there goes, you know what? Give me the meat and potatoes. Well, this is not just the meat and potatoes. I'm going to talk to you real quick on what fixed mindset and growth mindset is. I challenge everybody out there. I want you to read the book Mindset by Carol Dweck. It's been revolutionary for me. I read it about a year and a half ago. And it's been great for me with parenting. Right? The fixed mindset. When you come into a community like this, you may have a fixed mindset. You may own 20 or 30 units. And I've done it this way forever. I want to continue doing it this way. There's nothing wrong with that. What I want you to do is I want you to expand yourself to what a growth mindset is. A growth mindset is somebody who wants to grow, who's got the challenge, who's not afraid to stick it out there, who's ready to commit and then figure it out. That fixed mindset, they're coming from a place of ego. They always want to be right. They want to be the smartest person in the room. Do you know anybody out there like that? A couple examples in the book. First one that pops out to me is John McEnroe. Amazing talent, an amazing player, but the biggest fixed mindset you'll ever see. Why was he always complaining about the sawdust, about the noise, about his competition, about it being cold, about the referee? He never took responsibility. The growth mindset is responsibility, able to respond. That's truly important in life and when you're trying to grow a business. Another one, really, Lee Iacocca. Think of Lee Iacocca back in the 80s. He took Chrysler from the depths of bankruptcy and he just revolutionized that company. But then guess what? Once he had that, he wanted to be the top dog. He wanted to be the smartest person in the world. People were sending him designs. And guess what happened? Japan came up and they ate his lunch and he just died in that fixed mindset. I'll give you one quick example. Another one of the fixed mindset, Enron. Enron was a genius company. They were all really smart. Nobody knew what was happening. They knew what was happening, but they were stuck in the fixed mindset. They didn't want to grow and evolve. And what ended up happening? Poof, they disappeared. My last example of a growth mindset. Everyone knows MJ, Michael Jordan. Everyone knows his story of him, you know, actually getting cut in the 10th grade, going to college, improving. He was drafted number 4, not number 1. Sam Bowie was ahead of him. Man, guy, that was the biggest mistake ever, right? But anyway, think about it. He wins 3 championships. The growth mindset says, I need another challenge. So he goes to play baseball and everyone thinks he's a failure. But guess what? He did really well in baseball considering that he's already an amazing basketball player. He leaves baseball and he goes back to basketball. Now, some of his skills have deteriorated. He's gotten a little bit slower. But what does he do with the growth mindset? He compensates by becoming an even better basketball player on defense. He develops a great jump shot. So he's constantly growing and evolving and he's not making excuses and he's working really hard. That's what you need in life to really propel yourself and to have an amazing life. And that's what happens when you join the Jake and Gino community. You are around a growth mindset all the time. We don't make excuses. Is it hard to find deals right now? It may be, but what else are you doing? Are you creating content? Are you talking to investors? Are you still doing property tours? The fixed mindset is going to be out there blaming the market, blaming Biden, blaming the economy, whatever that may be. The growth mindset out there is, let me prepare for the swell, because the swell is coming and we all know that.
I'm gonna go into first gear here. I'm gonna get the G-Dad voice and I'm gonna shut it down and I'm gonna hit everyone in the gut right now, because multifamily real estate investing is a tool and multifamily real estate investing does not care about you. Okay. What do I mean by that?
Deals are going to get done whether you invest or not. If you sit back and think it's a pie in the sky, or, oh, it's too tight right now, it's too tough, other people will do deals. The market will go on without you. That's the reality, period. And what we see sometimes is people feeling sorry for themselves, or I haven't done a deal yet and it's not for me. The mind, I'm pointing to my head right now. That is the difference. And I firmly believe this from my years of doing this business and having a great success in it. If your mind is not there and you're not 100% committed and you're not a responsibility junkie, what do I mean by that? You own your outcomes. If you win or lose, it's all on you. And if you are not there, you will not win in this business. And look, we're going to do deals. Deals are coming. Okay. We're doing deals now. We have a deal under contract as we speak. Okay. It's not always easy. But look, you're going to have to get out in the marketplace and compete and find a way. The folks that do that are the ones that are going to win. The folks that throw in the towel, it's too hard, it's not for me, are the ones that are going to get left behind, because the market will go on. People will continue doing deals. Mm-hmm. The question you have to ask yourself, are you going to be a part of that or not? And how are you going to find a way to make it happen?
Jake, that's one of the reasons why I created Jake and Gino a few years ago. It was really for a selfish reason, because I really wasn't the investor that I needed to be. Didn't know about that. Everyone, you learn, you do, and then you teach, and then that teaching goes back around and you start learning again. And this accountability piece is so huge in what Jake's talking about. I didn't have that growth mindset all the time, but when I partnered with Jake and when I started the Jake and Gino community, guess what? I've got to get ready every week for these podcasts. I've got to get ready every week for these weekly lessons. I've got to get ready for these boot camps. That holds me accountable. That's what the Jake and Gino community is all about. That accountability piece, when you need to get on there. We have a Toastmasters club in the Jake and Gino community. I need to become a better speaker. So guess what? I put myself out there and I'm out there educating. You know, if you want to learn more about the Jake and Gino community, just go to jakeandgino.com/apply and learn what we've got going on in the community. We've got over 14 19,000 units closed to date with our students. It's just an amazing ecosphere. And it's really all about, you know, seek to serve. That's what really comes to me when we're talking about in this multifamily business. It really is a team sport. Now, I want to share with you a few isms, Jake and Gino and Bill Hamm isms that we had this weekend. The first one, really, Bill, make this up. It's called a straw man lease. Now, what's a straw man lease? Big tip for everybody out there. Golden nugget. When you're underwriting deals, make sure when you're going through your lease audit that those are real leases. If you see occupancy and all of a sudden rent growth coming up the next 2-3 months, maybe they're throwing people in there. Make sure that those leases are true. Make sure that those are real people and look at their credit scores. The next one is a corporate override. Have they actually been overriding what their criteria is for people getting into that unit? Very, very important that you look at those two. The next one of my favorite, don't pencil whip a deal, right? Make sure that you're underwriting conservatively and you're not making these numbers up. The next one, valuation through operation. This is what we're doing in the market, not renovation. Let me say that again. Valuation through operation, not renovation. Very important because it's part of the cycle. If the market tends to drop and it's going to drop, all of a sudden you're renovating a unit and values are starting to drop, you may be catching a falling knife. So be very careful. The cadence of accountability. I'm going to let Jake touch on this in a minute or so, but think of the cadence of accountability. How are you holding yourself and your partner accountable? And the last one, you know, behaviors, you know, are driven by your beliefs, right? If you believe something, you'll be able to do it. And when you're around people for the weekend, you're getting energized, you're listening to different stories, and you're not the only one out there that's struggling. Jake and I were all struggling, but the difference between fixed mindset and growth mindset is Jake and I will commit. Growth mindset people commit, and then they will figure it out.
Absolutely. Before I touch on the cadence accountability, I want you to ask yourself what it means to you to leave no stone unturned. Because when you're going after these deals and you need to get creative, and Gino's touching on, you know, creative cash here, it's easy to just say, oh, that's too hard, and walk away. But what does it really mean to you to leave no stone unturned and exhaust all your options? I want you to consider that. And I think it's a great lead into the book as well, because that's what creative cash is all about. Now, going back to our cadence accountability, this is something we touched on. We are constantly educating ourselves. This is something that came from EOS, and that's what you can look up, because what we say earlier, education, specifically multifamily education times action equals your results. That gets you in the game. Then it's a business. And when it's a business, what does a business consist of? People, systems, and culture. So when I was working on a 300 unit deal, I was being financed by the great Jim Clayton, sold his company to Warren Buffett, you know, just a mogul in the mobile home space. Then he started a bank and he coached me in our early days. And he said, Jake, I love the energy. I love everything you and Gino are doing, but you're missing on the systems piece. That's when we hired a ton of coaches. We hired EOS coaches, their systems coaches. We hired scaling up coaches. We followed the Rockefeller habits. And within our system, within our ecosphere, within our entire family of companies, there's a machine going on. They run on a system, and it's a blended system of EOS and scaling up. We came up with it. We took the parts that we liked from each one, and we created our own multifamily machine. And that's what it does. It runs our family of companies. Now, we have quarterly priorities. We have weekly, you know, I just came up to I call this Gino's clubhouse right here. This is the family office, right? We're hanging out in the clubhouse. I love it. But what were they doing? They were doing the morning huddle, going over everyone's tasks for the day, hitting the priorities. This is the machine that keeps everything going. We have documents lined out for everyone's quarterly priorities, anything over 8 hours, everyone's tasks. This is what it takes to run a successful machine once you get into that first or second deal.
Hey, before we go to the break, this is a really important quote. You're either going to learn it on the street or you're going to learn it in the classroom. And take it from me, learning on the street is going to cost you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've probably spent well over $800,000 by my mistakes on the street. I didn't know what the three pillars of real estate was. I bought a deal in the wrong part of the cycle. I had no exit strategy. I got the wrong debt on it. And then I ended up just really losing my shirt on it. I overfixed. So you have to say to yourself, do I want to invest in my education on the front end so I'll dramatically cut my learning curve? Or do I want to go out there, struggle, try to do it myself, have no systems, have no vendors from Jake and Gino? We can point you in the right direction as far as vendors. You have our whole, as we say, Rolodex of vendors. They've been vetted out. Am I going to look at this as a business? Or am I going to be able to set up core values for myself, a mission statement, all of that? Or am I going to go all by myself. And I'm going to tell you, going it all alone is not the right thing to do. That's why I really did create Jake and Gino, because I derive so much value and I'm constantly learning from the students, but I'm also able to share my message with them and be a mentor to them. That's one of my favorite things that I love about Jake and Gino.
Well, the cool thing is we took these business systems that we learned from EOS and scaling up and applied them specifically to multifamily. So they're not just generic, you know, is it a retail store, whatever, because that's what EOS and scaling up does. They apply general business principles, but then you need to morph it into your specific industry. And that's essentially what we're able to do with the community, which is a beautiful thing.
Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors. Are you looking for ways to improve your life?
Here at Jake and Gino, our mission is to empower students through financial education and the vehicle of multifamily investing.
Yes, Jake. We agree that a person with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
We've created our proprietary three-step framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right, that we teach to our community. This framework, along with education, our one-on-one mentorship, on-site boot camps, and the amazing community, has propelled our students to massive success.
We've all been there. We've had so many students that have been able to shift their mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and set a clear path to achieve their goals. Whether you're currently fixing and flipping, wholesaling, or buying single-family rentals, and you know that multifamily investing is the right vehicle for you, I encourage you to visit jakeandgino.com/apply to schedule your complimentary consultation with our team. And I want to let you know this isn't a high-pressure sales call. It's really just a discovery call to get to know each other better and see if we're a good fit for working together. And if for any reason we're not a good fit, our team has tons of resources we will share with you to help you along your journey.
If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels, go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule your call now.
Now, Jake, I've written down a bunch of quotes here from students because I want to share with students what they got out of it. And it's amazing. I'm going to start off by telling this to everybody. My biggest mistake when I got into real estate and I started getting coaches is I never went to a weekend event. That was the biggest, that ultimately held me back. I was an introvert. I said to myself, that's a bunch of nonsense. That's fixed mindset right there. I should have employed the growth mindset and said, hey, my brother, Mark, I'm going away this weekend. I made the excuse that I couldn't leave the restaurant for a weekend. You need to be getting out to events. We're going to be hosting an event in October, a multifamily mastery 4. I'm putting it out. I'm putting it out there in the ecosphere right now.
It's done. That is no turning back.
That's holding myself accountable, right? We're going to have minimum 300 people there this year, October. But that's for the people outside the Jake and Gino community. Anybody can attend to that. The ones we're talking about, we're talking about the Buy Right. We have a Manage Right boot camp as well. That's once a year where we get all of our students there who want to manage. And if you're third party property managing, you need to get to that event because we have the systems we're talking about. Jake just glossed over, you know, the cadence of accountability, our Rockefeller habits, all that. We discussed that there and we discussed how to hold
it. That'd be a 4-hour call.
So we were there. You're on site with us going to our properties, looking at how you do a unit turn, looking at how you deal with maintenance, looking at how you deal with property managers. That's really, really important. And then we have the Finance Right Bootcamp. On top of the Finance Right Bootcamp, we talk about creative financing techniques, agency, community. And in April, we have our money mixers just for our Jake and Gino students. What's going to happen at the April money mixer, we're going down to Knoxville one day, about 100 students there, renting out 2 big buses, getting on the buses, and we are touring our properties. And it's amazing. Once you start walking into our own units, showing, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Last one we did, we went on our property. Guess what happens? I get out the bus. Jake is, you know, hemming and hawing. The landscaping company didn't cut the grass. So we show the reality of what's going on in these properties. It's not sunshine and rainbows.
It wasn't set up either. I was pissed.
But students need to see that. They need to see what the pitfalls are. And we have systems in place, but that's okay. That's the realness. When you walk into a unit that's being turned and you see it, when you talk to property managers and have any questions, or the maintenance staff and have any questions and able to answer those questions, it's really freaking an amazing experience. We have 2 of those. So a couple of quotes that we have here. Big shout out to Ryan. Networking, nailing down the parameters. Before, he didn't know where to look. Now he's got his parameters and he has his market selected. Bill Hamill. I like Bill because Bill is an amazing dude. He's been doing this business for years and years and years. He has hundreds of units up in Albany, New York, All he said was growth mindset. What Bill needed was to be recharged. He's stuck in New York, came down to Florida, had an amazing time, met amazing people, and now he has the ability to invest outside of his Albany market where he's diversifying himself. Johnny C2, I call him the J Daddy. Johnny, build relationships and working with parameters, right? He's building the relationships. He's in Charlotte. He is in an amazing market, so he can actually have students who can network and actually go into his market and invest with him. Mina, surrounded by entrepreneurs. It's all about proximity, everybody. Who are you surrounding yourself with? That's going to dictate your success going forward. When I was at the restaurant, I was surrounding myself with a different type of person. Now that I'm with Jake and Gino, I'm surrounding myself with an amazing group of entrepreneurs. Man, I'm ready to go. I wasn't off this weekend. I haven't had a day off in 2 weeks. I am fired up, ready to go. That's what these weekends are all about, just to fire yourself up. George, being consistent and not missing events. That's really, really important. Like I told George, he's coming up from Chicago. You know, it's 10 degrees up there. He has a great weekend down here. He just meets other people in the business and he knows that it's real. He knows that he may be struggling in Chicago, but he's not the only one struggling. And the amazing thing, the epiphany that I had, the more events you go to, the more your knowledge will increase. When you go to your first event, you may be overwhelmed. This may be, you know, foreign to you, but when you go to your second one, things start clicking. The fixed mindset people will go, I'm quitting, I'm out of here. But we have so many growth mindset people in this community. They're like, you know what? I went to the first one. It was good. I came to the second one. I learned even more. And I'm here at the third one. Man, this is all making total sense to me. I totally get it. I'm nailing it. So being consistent, taking massive action, coming to these events is what is all going to propel you to success.
You just caused my mind to create a new Jake and Gino-ism.
Uh-oh.
Well, listen, it may not resonate with everybody because you have to experience it to understand it at times, but I know this from my own personal experience and the quotes that and the testimonials from the members from this weekend. And that clarity is the key to entrepreneurship.
Yes.
It really is. Because what holds you back is your lack of understanding and your lack of certainty. And that is your pitfall. And that's why it's so easy to get on with your coach, ask the question, resolve the unclear issue, and that clarity will set you free. So Jake and Gino-ism stamped, clarity is the key to entrepreneurship.
Feeling I love good this that. Morning, Gino. So I'm going to end with this because this is truly important. Everyone on this call does not lack motivation. We are all truly motivated, but sometimes we may lack clarity. If you're lacking clarity, like Jake says, all of a sudden you don't know where to go. You may be a little afraid, maybe a little fearful. There are 60 students in that room this weekend that got the clarity and that were not fearful and then had actually next action items, next steps to take to grow their business. That's what it's all about. Surround yourself with like-minded people. If you want any more information, go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Any final words, Mr. Stenziano?
We'll see you guys at the next boot camp.
That sounds great. Everybody, let's go out there and let's make it happen.